It is a significant injury report today. Jeremy Maclin out. Concussion suffered last week against the Vikings. He will not play today.
David, looking at last week's game, I have to ask you, just minutes before the game, when the inactives are announced, Jeremy Macklin's down. What did you tell your wide receiving corps, particularly your young guys?
Next man up. And that's what this business is all about. That's why those guys that aren't starters, you never know when your time is coming. And it's the same thing once the game starts. Guy gets hurt. Next man up, and we don't miss a beat. We don't even think about it. Next guy's in there, we go. And basically, that's what happened.
Let me ask you about your next man up. Your two younger guys, I want to ask you about, first of all, Albert Wilson. Back-to-back weeks now with 40-plus plays. What does that do for him, not just for going to London, but for his career and the rest of the season?
Well, it's confidence. You know, and the thing about Albert in the last 2 weeks is he's been healthy. He had some injuries prior to that. The shoulder was bothering him a little bit. Wasn't quite the same. He's healthy now. He was inactive for a couple of weeks, basically to get himself healthy. Got himself right on our show team, doing our scout team stuff through the week. You could see that he was kind of back, and then when Coach felt like it was time for him to come back, you know, he got back in there. And he didn't come back and start, but he came back, and Chris was starting in his place, and he was starting to get some reps, and now you're seeing what the same Albert Wilson that we saw last year at the end of the year coming into the start of this year, he's back.
Chuck Kendrick West. Back in there at running back. 1 second on the play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown! Kansas City! Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown.
Chris Conley. Okay, you mentioned Chris. He gets to taste the end zone a little bit, but some effort plays by him as well. What about not only this game, but for the future?
Well, you know, the previous game that we've had, Chris had a couple that he didn't make that we anticipate him making and he expected to make. And, you know, you sometimes get a little worried about that because of the confidence, especially with a rookie. But he is a very strong kid, mentally and physically. And this game, there was a couple of times we got the ball in his hands on a little bubble screen that we got. And Jason Avant came in and made a heck of a block for him. And then there was two guys left, and he kind of took care of those two guys and got us some extra yards. He got us a first down. And that's what Chris is all about. You know, he's a big, strong kid that can get down the field, and when he's got the ball in his hands, you know, he knows what to do with it.
Okay, you go to London this week. How do you prepare your guys to go to London physically, emotionally, mentally to handle this and go beat the Lions?
Well, the wonderful thing about Coach Reed is that we're going to London to play. But this week is just like a normal week for us. Leading up to the time we leave for London, everything is just going to be as it is if we were playing a home game here or a game away. We'll treat the Lions just like we treated the Steelers, just like we treated the opponents before, and hopefully that translates into us doing exactly what we just did last week, get us another win.